Many Americans who lost their jobs in recent years are looking to replace their lost income with home-based businesses. Think Tupperware, Avon, Pampered Chef. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, making real money is real work.
When Cindy Tisdale was laid off from her job as a transaction tax analyst, she started looking for new work right away.
The niche that I'm in tax law is so small that there's hardly any positions anywhere.
Then a former coworker, who also lost her job, started selling jewelry for Silpata Designs. It's a direct sales company where reps hold jewelry parties. Tisdale thought it sounded like a pretty good deal.
I did like, and I love tax law, which sounds really nerdy, you know, because I'm an, you know, my degree's in accounting and statistics. But I'm just like, you know what? Okay, maybe this is a midlife crisis. I don't know, but time to change. I want to do something that's fun.
So on a recent Saturday night, she brought a bunch of catalogs and jewelry samples to a friend's house for a small party. There was wine and cheese and shopping.
I like those. There's rings, a necklace, and bracelet. I believe a bracelet.
Tisdale is still searching for a full-time job, but she's hoping she'll be so successful selling jewelry, she won't need one.
A lot of my faith and hope is on this right now at this point. I feel like I can do this. I know I can do this. This is my dream. To, you know, work for myself. This is what it is. I want to work for myself.
There are a lot of newly minted salespeople out there, just like Cindy Tisdale. Silpata CEO Jerry Kelly says his company's sales force has grown by 7,000 since the start of the recession, and many of the new reps were looking to replace lost income.
When you have car payments, when you have mortgage payments, those payments don't wait until you get another job. And the best part about this is you can't be fired.
Silpata says its representatives make an average of $285 per party. With any of these direct-selling, home-based businesses, it's difficult to replace a full-time income, says Neil Offen. He's the president and CEO of the Direct Selling Association, a national trade group.
Anyone who says it's easy is lying. It could be fun, and it could seem easy, but it's not.
Of the more than 16 million people in direct sales in the U.S., he says only about 8% do it full-time. Half of them are making $50,000 a year, and fewer than 1% of direct sales representatives earn $100,000 or more.
To make six figures, or even the $50,000 level, come on, it's going to be hard work. Very hard work.
Or in other words, this isn't a get-rich-quick situation. Gabrielle Schwartz ran up against that reality when she joined a company that sells green home products.
I failed at just getting people to reply on email or phone, or I've met strangers that said they would do appointments and then they cancel when you confirm.
Schwartz lost her job at a St. Louis marketing firm more than 2 years ago when the company downsized. She initially thought this home-based business would be able to replace her old job. Now she's just hoping someday it may be a source of vacation money. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.